CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Mommy.
Yes, dear? What's the matter?
I don't know what to do.
Honestly. I thought you were going down to Susie's house and play with her.
Her mother took her downtown.
Oh, goodness. Well, as soon as I finish some of this ironing, Bobby wakes up from his nap, why don't we all put on our swimming suits and go down to the lake, huh? Daddy said he'd be home early. Maybe by that time he'll go with us.
Oh, that's no fun.
No fun? Honestly, one reason Daddy and I built this new house out here on the lake was because it'd be so wonderful for you and Bobby.
Oh, I like it, Mommy. It's just, I don't know. I want to do something different. Can I form a club?
A club? What kind of a club?
I don't know. We could have meetings in my new playhouse, and we could swim, and we could play croquet and things like that.
It's all right with me, dear. It's something different, I guess. Well, where did you do that, huh? Why don't you call up some of your friends?
What'll I say?
Well, now, for goodness sakes, you know what to say. Tell them you're forming a new club and ask them if they'd like to belong, that's all.
What'll I call it? It's a club that has to have a name.
Well, why don't you round up your new members, and then when you have your first meeting, you can all discuss what you'd like to call it. And you can vote on it, maybe. That'd be fun.
Maybe we can put on plays and things.
Yeah, say, that'd be fun. Whatever you want to do, honey.
And I have to decide what day to have the meetings and what I should charge for dues.
Yes, yes. Well, I think you should decide all that when you have your first club meeting. So you can let the members talk it over about what day would be best for all of them. And how much they think the dues ought to be.
All right. I think I'll make a list of who I want and start calling.
That's a very good idea, but remember now, Betsy, remember, don't ask too many. If the meetings are going to be held here, I'll have to keep some kind of an eye on all of you. So don't ask too many.
For Pete's sake, what's Betsy doing so much phoning about? She's been on that phone ever since I got home. So we were going swimming.
Well, I said we would as soon as you got home and I finished the ironing. Bobby's still sleeping. You got home earlier than usual. Betsy is forming a club.
A club?
No. She was at loose end this afternoon and asked if she could form a club. They're going to hold meetings in her playhouse.
Oh, that'll be fun for her.
Yeah, I thought it would be.
I used to form clubs when I was a kid. They never lasted very long. Somebody always had a fight.
Boys are different. I had a club when I was little. We got along fine.
Yeah, well, look, whatever you do, don't interfere.
Well, what do you mean, don't interfere?
Well, it just seems to me whenever we formed a club, somebody's mother or somebody's dad was always coming around and telling us that we weren't holding the meeting right, or if we planned anything, they were always telling us how to run it.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm going to let her do this herself. Yeah, I won't interfere. I'll stay out of it. Well, there. Finish the ironing, I guess.
Mommy,
I'll do the day.
Everybody I asked is coming, and they think we should have meetings twice a week. We think Mondays and Thursdays is good. Is that all right?
Well, it's up to you and your members, dear.
And they're going to come at 9:00 in the morning, and their mothers will pick them up at 5:00.
What?
What?
Until school starts. Then we're going to have meetings after school on those days, and then all day Saturday. And so far, I've got 18 members.
18?
18?
I said, don't ask too many.
That isn't too many.
Well, you cannot have 18.
They've already been asked.
Well, look, I have changed my mind about not interfering. Instead of going swimming, I think the three of us better sit down and talk this over.
The idea of asking 18 children to join your new club. Now, and the last thing I said to you was, don't ask too many, Betsy.
Really? Too many?
Well,
and they have
too
been
many.
Asked. So instead of going on about it, Mommy, let's see what can be done about it.
Well, it's all very well for you to say don't go on about it. I'm the one who's home. I'm the one who'll have to keep an eye on 18 children all day long.
Well, now, first of all,
don't go on about it.
It won't be all day long. You'll have to change the hours, Betsy. Mommy cannot be expected to spend the whole day, twice a week.
Gee, Mommy doesn't have to do anything. They're just coming. I'm going to be playing and holding our meetings and going swimming and things like that.
Now, Betsy, now listen to me. For one thing, you're not even allowed to go swimming yourself without an adult there. Now, certainly 18 children can't be in that lake swimming by themselves. And I don't swim well enough to be responsible for that many children. I just don't. They get to cutting up and playing around and everything, and
Yes, of course. Obviously, some of the other mothers will have to help out, that's all.
Besides, I'm certainly not going to get lunch twice a week for 18 children, really, Betsy. I just know better than to ask them.
All right, now.
Well,
come on, let's get this thing organized.
Gee.
Now, what's the matter?
What is the matter with you?
Well, it's my club. I want to organize it.
Yeah, but with 18 children coming, there will have to be some rules.
That is right. Now, you listen to your father. And the first rule is that they will have to bring their own lunch. I'll feed them for the first meeting, hot dogs or something, and potato chips. But after that, they can each bring their own sandwich and a thermos of milk or whatever it is they want to drink.
Yes,
and we'll see why we should have to do
that. That is right. That's a very good idea. And I think the hour should be changed. I mean, instead of coming at 9 in the morning, how about having them come at
11.
At,
how's that?
11.
11, yeah. 10, 11 is better.
11 o'clock. Then they can have a swim, see? 11. I'll give them plenty of time. And then eat lunch.
Yes, and you can hold your meeting while you're all eating your lunch.
Yeah. Or eat lunch, see, and then hold their meetings in the playhouse.
I don't think 18 children can get in the playhouse, dear.
Oh, well, all right, some can sit outside. In fact, they can all sit outside if the weather's nice. Anyhow, if they hold their meetings after lunch, then they'll have something to do while they're waiting for the hour to be up, you know, before they can go swimming again, see?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes,
work
I
out
do
very
see,
well.
Yes, that's a very good idea, Daddy. And I think we should have some rules about the swimming, too. I want all clothes changed in the playhouse. I do not want your friends, 18 of them, charging in the house and leaving wet towels and bathing suits all over the place.
Right. Absolutely.
And
now, that is a rule. And, in fact, I want the wet towels and the bathing suits hung up on the line.
Yeah, that would be a rule.
Left all over the yard. Thank you very much.
I want some rules about paper plates and paper cups and all that, too.
Right. Absolutely. We'll put the large garbage can outside, and when the club members are through with lunch, all paper plates, all cups, all napkins, all that kind of junk are to be put in the garbage can.
Yes. I think these things should be typed up and the rules posted somewhere for all of them to read to down in the playhouse, like that. What you can do, Betsy, is to put different club members in charge of seeing that rules are carried out. And it's sort of fun, you know?
What's fun about putting things in garbage cans?
Well, Johnny, what makes it fun is that somebody will be in charge of it, don't you see? Then they'll feel important, you know, just as somebody can be the supervisor of the wet towels and swimming suit. She can make sure that they're hung on the line. She'll be the boss.
For example, Susie, you know, could be in charge of that.
Yeah.
She's a little older.
Yeah,
I think
that's
very good. And Mary Lou can be in charge of...
I didn't ask Mary Lou.
Didn't ask Mary Lou.
No, I hate her.
Don't say you hate people.
I do. I hate her.
Since when? She's been your best friend.
Not anymore. Susie's my best friend.
I thought Carly was her best friend.
Last week.
No.
Well, Mary Lou's parents are best friends of Mommy's and Daddy's, and you certainly are going to invite Mary Lou Beichner to join your club.
I am not. You said I could ask who I wanted to, Mommy.
What would I say to Eleanor if you didn't invite Mary Lou? Now, you get on the phone and call her right now before she hears about it from somebody else.
No. I don't want Mary Lou in the club. She pushed me down and I squirt my knee and she laughed at me. Nobody else likes her either. She bosses everybody. She always wants to run in everything. And when she plays croquet, she cheats. She kicks the ball with her foot and then she says she didn't.
You invite Mary Lou or you will call off your club entirely.
All right, I'll call it off. Doesn't seem like much fun now anyway.
You get on the phone and invite Mary Lou.
What in the world are you doing?
Oh, hi. I am typing up a list of rules, see? I'll make duplicates, and I'm going to tack one of them up on the playhouse door. And
I thought we weren't going to interfere with her club, dear.
Well, I'm just getting it organized, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I finished putting the ironing away. Did Betsy call Mary Lou?
Oh, sure, sure.
What'd she say to her?
I don't know. I didn't listen, but she told me she called.
Yeah.
She was very cheerful about it.
Oh, that's good. She better be.
And she went up and put her swimming suit on.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, children are so funny. They're mad at each other one day and best friends the next. Well, I'll have to get in touch with all the mothers and see if they can help me take turns watching the children while they're swimming.
Mm-hmm. Now, bathing suits must be hung on the line.
What was that one?
Wet towels. Wet towels. This is a very important one.
Yes,
and bathing suits must be hung on the line.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
All over the grass.
That's right. Got that much. Can you think of some other rules I ought to have on here? Here. Look this over.
Well, I know one thing. All papers from popsicles and candy bars and so forth must be picked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait a minute.
Also.
Let me get that down.
All papers.
Papers.
From popsicles.
Papers from popsicles. And what?
It's a popsicle.
Oh, never mind.
P-O-P-S-I-C, not
C-I-C. Oh, never mind. Who cares? And
candy bars. Be picked up.
Be picked up. Okay, all right.
Also, any bottles from ginger ale.
Any
things
bottles?
Like that can't be left around.
Bottles?
All bottles.
From?
Must be picked up. Just bottles is enough. I know what I mean.
All right. Our bottles must be picked up, not left around.
All right.
That's good enough, I guess.
They can't go out beyond the ropes and the rowboat. That should be a most definitely.
Oh, yeah. No going out beyond.
No going out.
The ropes. Oh, they'll understand. I'll fix this. What
no,
else you want?
Beyond the ropes in the rowboat.
In the rowboat.
Aren't we going swimming?
Yes, we're going swimming. Come here, dear. Come here. I hear you called Mary Lou and invited her to join your club.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's nice, dear. That's Mommy's nice girl. You know, you really do like Mary Lou, and her mother's one of Mommy's friends, dear.
Well, I asked her, but she doesn't want to.
What?
She doesn't want to be a club member?
No. That's what she said.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I even told her that she would be a supervisor. I said she would be chairman in charge of the garbage can.
You said what?
Said what?
She said she didn't want to be that. And I told her it would be fun. That's what you said, Mommy.
Now, look here, young lady. You know perfectly well, Betsy.
That's what you said. You did, Mommy.
Now, you know exactly what...
No. Let's not argue about it. We did say that.
Well,
that's
I
wrong.
Will certainly have to call Ellen and explain. In fact, I had better call all the mothers, and right now, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think you mothers better form a club to organize the children's club, if you ask me.
Oh, gee. Grown-ups spoil everything.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Oh, look, she just wants to go swimming. Come on. Daddy will go with you while Mommy phones all the mothers. Say, it'd be fun having a club, huh?
Yes, I guess so, Daddy.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart speaking.